It is now a pleasure to welcome a good friend of SLB's and a good friend of the community, as well as Mellon Park. Margie Whitmer is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy to have you here. Coming up 1 week from today, you've got a great event sponsored by Friends of Mellon Park, an Arbor Day celebration between 11 and 2. Tell us a bit about what's going to be happening.
Well, it's a family-friendly event in the park that starts at 11 o'clock and goes until 2 o'clock. And we have all kinds of interesting things happening. We've gotten together with some of our friends and neighbors in the surrounding neighborhoods and those organizations to come and have a table and an activity for young kids that is nature-based. No single-use products can be used, but it's an art-based, you know, whatever. But in addition to those tables and representatives from some of the schools, we're going to have a petting zoo and a raptor, an American kestrel, which is the smallest falcon in the North America, from the Audubon Society. We'll have a fire truck. We'll have, there's a wonderful musical group called Play Notes who will do a special musical set just for kids. We also always try to honor somebody. You know, it's a celebration of trees and Arbor Day, clearly. And so in recognition of people who have worked hard in the city for the parks, we always try to make sure they get some recognition. So this year we're recognizing James Snow from the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, and he's been a real champion for Mellon Park for a long time, as I'm sure he is with all of the parks, but we just know how much wonderful work he's done with us and for us to help us in our mission. So,
that's a beautiful thing. People that make the parks come alive, that manage their use, that just make sure they function as they're supposed to. It's easy to forget those folks. And you were going to say there's something else to talk about, too.
Oh, yeah. And just, we always have a little bit of extra music. We're going to have the Alderdice marching band with us. I think they're called the Dragon Marching Band. And they are just terrific. They're going to come in and they're going to kind of be the beginning of the little program where we honor James Snow. And they are just, it's a parade. It's just a parade. It's really fun. Anyway.
Margie, they add so much. A marching band just adds to the fun. Now, everybody is welcome. Activities are free, and you'll find all of this a week from today, April 25th, at Mellon Park, the Friends of Mellon Park Arbor Day celebration between 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. I need to tell you that Mike Cucaro of Brighton Heights just said hello to you.
Oh, hi.
He sent an email in all capital letters with 3 exclamation points that says, Margie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Anything else you'd like to mention about the day?
Well, I just wanted to mention that, you know, we are a historic landmark, and we do have an arboretum that we created about 5 years ago in the park, and that was actually the beginning of the Arbor Day celebration. But some people, I didn't even know this until I got on this board, but a good way to explain what an arboretum is, it's an outside museum of trees. Hmm. So one of the other highlights that I didn't mention, shame on me, is we have free tree walks. There are 3 of them throughout the event that Brian Waliniak from the Penn State Extension Group will talk you through the trees. We'll take you on this little walk through the park and tell you about the trees. So, you know, that's one of the important things of the day, is to remember that these trees are precious, and to really enjoy the park and the beauty of the park and what those trees bring to it. Well, that's mainly our part of our mission, is to help maintain the beauty of the park, and to raise money to take care of the trees, and to try and make it welcome to everybody who wants to be there. You know, some people don't even know that on the other side of, you know, Mellon Park is on both sides of Fifth Avenue. So some people don't know that there's even a park on the side where we're doing our event. So we want to welcome everybody in the neighborhood. It's really a neighborhood event. And
I know it'll be successful. Friends of Mellon Park Arbor Day celebration, April 25th between 11 and 2. Margie Whitmer, thank you. It's really good to have you with us today.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I'm so glad we had a chance to talk with you about this.
You bet. So. Here's hoping it goes beautifully. Thank you.
Oh, and just pray it doesn't rain. that's what we're all hoping, that it doesn't rain.
Well, you've got a lot of trees that are going to be rooting for a sunny day. So
yeah.
Let's hope it is. Thanks, Margie.